Looking for a new 1500 Silverado? Shop Beatty Chevrolet and get 2.9% APR for 72 months on a new 1500 Silverado. Or if you want a new vehicle and a Chevy Equinox LT fits your lifestyle, check out Beatty Chevrolet's lease option on a 24 Equinox for only $325 a month. And as always, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life. Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. Online at BeattyChevrolet.com. Beatty Chevrolet. Locally owned and operated for over 90 years.
Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com. Fat Jack, good afternoon. Big weekend, conference championship weekend in the NFL. How are you?
I'm actually doing really, really well. We won again last week. We were 4-1 during the football games. Basketball also went 4-1. We won Sunday. We won Monday. We were 2-0 last night in hoops. So football going back to the national championship game, now on a 13-1 run. Everything's posted and documented. Everybody gets exactly the same place, text to your cell phone, email to you, and then those games are posted and documented under the results tab at FatJackSports.com. So very, very strong going into this weekend's games. I like this weekend's game. I'm excited to make some more money. I know you guys are as well. And it's probably, I think last weekend is probably the better viewing weekend for football because you've got games, you know, four different games. But these two matchups very, very evenly match to be a couple of great games.
Yeah, what are we supposed to make of this AFC title game matchup? It's an Arrowhead, but Cincinnati's had success against Kansas City. You have the unknown with the health status of Patrick Mahomes, who will be starting and good to go, but at what percentage, we don't know. What do you think about it?
Yeah, and, you know, the bigger problem with that ankle is that anybody that's ever had a high ankle sprain knows that it's not really where you start the game. It's any type of contact, any type of hit on that will set him back, you know, 30, 40, 50%. Percentage points. So it's one of those that will regress very quickly. So it takes him all week to get to, let's say, 70%, which in all indications are he's going to be somewhere in the, you know, 65 to 75% range. He's going through full practice. He looks like he's moving around pretty well. And the number is reflective of that. This game, you know, opened as Kansas City was a small favorite. It jumps the fence immediately, worked up as high as 2.5 towards Cincinnati. Now we've worked back the other way. The Chiefs certainly 1.5-point favorite. But despite the ankle, Cincinnati has – they, you know, Zach Taylor and I went to the same high school. We both went to Norman High School. And I guess while I was not learning French from Monster Williams, he was taking classes on how to get your team to peak at the right time in the NFL playoffs. Because as we know, it's not just about being the best team. It's about being the hottest team at the best time. And more importantly, being able to get – have somebody's number that you might that nobody else does. And from a betting standpoint, you know, these Chiefs have been not very good for their bandwagon fans, 5-12-1 against the spread this year. Cincinnati is unbelievably successful, both as a favorite and underdog, you know, covering all but four times this year. And their team, Joe Burrow's as a small favorite, of course they're not right now, but as a small favorite, just incredibly impressive going back to, I want to say 18-1 against the number. So really, really strong when he's a small favorite. With all that being said, this is the hardest side to predict. I like the total in this game. I've been very, very consistent. I do this TV show that's syndicated around the country, and I think I'm 8-1 the last nine picks of our top picks, and I've used this kind of trend three or four of those times. The Chiefs, when they play decent, just mediocre to bad defenses, they are under the total almost entirely this year. They go over whenever they play good defenses, so Denver twice, San Francisco, those type defenses, they go over. So it's kind of contrarian to what you think. You think worse defense lends to the over, but that's not really been the case. I think both these teams have to run the ball, Chiefs to protect Mahomes. Cincinnati did an incredibly good job at running the ball against Buffalo, who was really having trouble with their traction up there. In the first quarter, I think they were over 5.5 yards a carry.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
So I think this game goes under the total first and foremost, and then a lean toward Kansas City. But I'll tell you, I don't know how many times we're going to be beating the head with the same hammer before we decide that, you know, Cincinnati actually is the real deal, because the casinos, all these sports books that advertise on your station, they keep saying, you know what, go ahead and bet the Chiefs against the Bengals. We'll go ahead and keep taking that money because the Bengals just keep getting it done in this similar spot. So lean toward the Chiefs, better play on the under.
How do you feel about the over-under in the NFC Championship game? A little bit different philosophy there between the two teams in the NFC.
Yeah, you know, it's all about this week in particular. You get some value based on recency bias. You know, Cincinnati, all of a sudden we think they're great because they beat Buffalo, but 2 weeks ago they almost lost to Baltimore. So you've got to be careful on how much you put in each prior week. Cincinnati, obviously, much better than the Giants at Philly, or excuse me, Philadelphia, much better than the Giants. Philly was one of my releases last week. They were an easy winner. And San Francisco, you know, they played inferior opponents almost exclusively since Brock Purdy's been the starting quarterback. He's only taken four snaps where they've been down by more than a score. So he's been very, very comfortable in this spot. This particular spot, you know, there's going to be some offense. And Philly has weapons all over the field, as does San Francisco. And I don't think either team's going to have a ton of success running the ball. I do think it's been interesting to see how healthy Christian McCaffrey's been now that he's with San Francisco. This dude couldn't play two games in a row when he was in Carolina. Now, I mean, he's 100% every game out. I mean, it's amazing what a good team will do for you. I think there are going to be points in this game. You do have the top two defenses in the league, which brings this total down. San Francisco 1 in total defense, Philly in 2. But they're both in top 5 scoring offenses as well. So I think it's a big play type game. You're going to have a lot of kind of grinded out type moments where the defense gets the better of them, but enough big plays in the game to send the total over. So I actually like over the 46.5 in that one.
Fat Jack, FatJackSports.com. Big NFL weekend coming up. Tennessee basketball fans will be focused on Texas tomorrow. Lines still to come out, I imagine, right, with a 6 p.m. tip-off tomorrow. But any thoughts ahead of Tennessee hosting Texas, two of the top 10 teams in the country, tomorrow in Knoxville?
Yeah, the lines aren't out yet. They'll be out later tonight. I under the total is a good play with most of the time when Tennessee plays, and frankly, most of the time when Texas plays. These are two of those teams that seem to play better defense than the general public perceives. We were 4-1 again last Saturday in basketball, and three of those, I think, were under the total. So you get a lot of unders on Saturdays that'll cash because the general public that's in Vegas for the weekend or wherever that doesn't bet regularly, they just typically like the over. So you know, Tennessee's going to come out as a favorite in this one, it looks like, and I think they probably handle business, but the better play would definitely be on the under. Look for Michigan to continue what they've been doing. They've covered 10 straight in this matchup with them. I think they probably get that done as well. So a couple we're just looking forward to. But there will be a big card tomorrow, typically 5 to 7 basketball plays on any given Saturday. And those plays are as little as, you know, $60 for the whole weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday basketball is basically $169 versus $99 just for the football. So it's a great value, especially on those longer packages. It breaks down to about $10 a week. So it is a great time to add those hoops plays.
So all they have to do is go to FatJackSports.com?
Yeah, I mean, we're 13-1. 21-3 over the last 4 weeks in football. I mean, everybody's making a ton of money. And what you see is what you get. There's not 5 different packages. Everybody gets different plays. Everybody gets exactly the same plays. They're the games I'm betting, and they're all posted and documented. So you sign up, you get the plays text or emailed immediately, and then after the game start, they're posted and documented under the results tab, so you know you're getting only the best plays. That's at 13-1. Cowboys were the only loss we've had in the last 2 weeks of playoff football. And we said that last week, if Prescott goes on the road, those interceptions, they're going to lose. That's exactly what happened. Other than that, swept the board last week. So very, very good week again. And it's at 21-3 going back to just after New Year's. So deep, deep into profit, and the best deals are available right now. The prices go up as we go toward the spring, and after the Super Bowl, they're going to rise again. So basically all the plays between now and even up to August are free because you're going to pay more if you sign up in August for exactly the same package through next year's Super Bowl. So great time to go to FatJackSports.com, get signed up, and see what winning selections will do for your bottom line.
You heard the URL, FatJackSports.com. Good luck to you this weekend, Fat Jack. We appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Good night, guys. Enjoy the football. See you soon.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.